Welcome to the hit radio show, Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted intuitive energy healer. During this show, Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help release that which no longer serves you and to show you another way to live. Is physical pain controlling your life? Do you feel like happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Leave negativity and pain behind. Christy's divine healing gift, her Perspective Reboot process, and her uplifting and unique viewpoints will help set you on that path toward the life you've always dreamed of. Now, here is your host, Christy Borst.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining today's segment of Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. I'm talking to you from the East Coast, and it's June 24th at noontime Eastern Standard. So perhaps you're on the West Coast and you're just starting your day. And welcome if you're listening in archives as well. So what is this show going to be about today? Well, we're going to talk about color and how it affects you on many levels, mind, body, and spirit. Throughout the course of this Perspective Reboot show, I'm basically attempting to bring to our conscious awareness things that affect us on levels that we might not have thought about or might not have considered. And I did have a request from a couple of my loyal listeners to do a show on color and the color effects on healing. So I'm happy to kind of branch out and bring that to you. So as far as my life goes, I think I've probably been working with color since I could pick up crayons. I've been an artist most of my life. In my early career, I pursued graphic design. I still have a graphic design and marketing business. And as I've been doing my healing resonance work, I've kind of married this connection to healing source energy with my graphics abilities, and I offer a wide range of healing artwork, what could be called healing energy in form. So today we're going to talk about the color and what color means to us and how it can actually help us to heal. Did you know that there's a whole alternative health practice of color therapy? It's known as chromotherapy. And it's basically a similar working to what I'm offering through my energetic healing. It's based on vibration. And vibrational medicine or energy healing uses life force energies to affect other organisms. So you can say that when this light energy is shared, or when, you know, we surround ourselves with different color, it can affect our physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental outlooks. So what is one of the greatest sources of light? That source here is the sun. And the sun emits an incredible amount of energy for us. And you can see that the effects of the sun and how important it is to people when you realize that there are people that need to have special lights in northern climates when the sun is not strong. They are missing the healing energy that comes from light. So let's talk about the sun's light and then the various different colors of light. We as humans can only see a range of colors because of the way our eyes are made. But there are so many colors that we cannot see, yet they still affect us. What is color? I think you can almost look at color as another language, just as, you know, our voice is a language or music is a language. Just look at what happens when you look at artwork or when you see, a mural somewhere. Colors can influence our moods and emotions. So when we can understand what our preferences for color or what our repulsions for color are telling us about ourselves, we can have another way to work on ourselves and heal that part of us that might be crying out for help or for healing. I do want to talk a little bit about the healing segment of the show today. I did not have a caller last week, and I did hear from one of my regular listeners that she wondered if people felt like, maybe that they shouldn't take the, they shouldn't call in themselves because that was being selfish and that, you know, too many people were kind of waiting for someone else to call. So I'm going to mention right up front that I would love to work with one or more callers today at the end of the show. We can work on something that comes up today when we're talking about the various chakras and the colors, or maybe you have a physical or emotional pain that you, you know, would like help working through. It would be my gift to offer this to you, but it would also be a gift to me to be able to share with you, because that's why I'm here. I feel that I'm here to be in service. So, I can share with you that one of the most important lessons I think I've learned in my adult life is that the greatest gift we can give to someone who is gifting us is to be a gracious recipient. I wish I had learned that much younger in life. So I'm going to talk a little bit now about this color spectrum and how white light, which is basically, you know, the light from the sun, and we also have artificial means of light, basically contains all the colors of the rainbow. And back in 1672, Sir Isaac Newton defined five primary colors. He thought there was basically red, yellow, green, blue, and violet. But later he concluded that there was also orange and indigo, giving us seven colors. And maybe not so coincidentally, that was the same number of notes on a musical scale. And what I like to say also, not so coincidentally, is that's also the number of major chakras that are in our body. And I've talked a bit about chakras in past shows, but basically the chakras are our energy centers, which help us maintain balance of the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual aspects of our bodies. And each of those chakras is assigned a color. And again, kind of coincidentally or not, the colors are the same as those seven colors identified by Sir Isaac Newton. Now, there have been studies on color and how it affects us. And one study that I kind of saw, which I thought was really interesting, was done by a gastroenterologist named Peter Warwell, who's at the University Hospital in South Manchester. And he had found that people who were coming to him with gastrointestinal problems had a hard time talking about what they were feeling and what they were experiencing. So he started using a color wheel to kind of help people explain how they were feeling. And what he found was that people most often associated, people who weren't depressed or weren't sick most often associated their mood with yellow. Whereas people who were anxious or depressed wanted to basically express their mood with a lack of color, as in various shades of gray. So it kind of reinforces some of the colloquial expressions that we have, such as, you know, feeling like you're in a gray mood, or are you in a blue funk, or maybe you're seeing red. There's actual scientific research that shows that this is an actual way of expressing emotion. Now, more so for people who are feeling off than for people that are feeling, you know, totally happy and all. So I'm going to kind of segue to a break. Again, I'm going to invite a caller at 800-930-2819. I'd love to work with you at the end of the show. When we come back, we're going to talk about the colors and how they relate to the chakras, and what you might physically be experiencing if you do have a block in one of your chakras, and how color can help that. Thanks for joining me on Perspective Reboot with Kristy Borst. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Kristy Borst. Today we're talking about color and how it can affect you on many levels, and also how you can do some self-healing and also self-realization through your awareness of color. And I would like to remind you that I have an intuitive energy healing gift, and I am offering to work with someone at the end of the show for a chakra clearing or an abbreviated intuitive energy healing session. And that number is 800-930-2819. If you have not found a cause for chronic problems, you can also look at my website, which is healingresonance.us, and my session phone number is 401-466-4901. Now, as we start to talk about color and how it's integrated into our body, mind, and soul, we're going to be talking about the chakras. And one of the pieces that I have in my healing artwork series is called Chakra Love. And it's a 12 by 36 inch print, and it's also available as Chakras on the Horizon in a horizontal form. And I invite you, if you'd like to look at that while I'm talking about these colors, the website again is healingresonance.us, and there's a link for healing art. So red is the color of the root chakra, and that's the first color, or the longest wavelength range color in the rainbow. And because studies have shown that red has the strongest reaction of all colors, it's been used throughout our society as a color for warning signs and warning labels, danger signs, stop signs, etc. Studies have also shown that sports teams that wear red are not treated as severely by referees, so I thought that was an interesting thing. So red is kind of synonymous with the root chakra, and the physical parts of your body that can be helped with kind of visualizing red or doing work with healing work with light are your bones and muscles and your kidneys, your spinal column, your back, hips, and feet. If your immune system is slow moving, red will give it a kickstart. And when your root chakra is blocked, you might experience a lack of energy or vitality, depression, anxiety, fear, anger, etc. Because the root chakra is all about your base. It's your sense of security. It's your sense of stability. So what does your favorite color tell you about yourself? I'm going to kind of mention that each time I talk about a color. If you have a preference for red, it's associated typically with passionate love or great energy. You're wanting to be active and assertive. You have courage and strength. It can also be... if taken to the extreme, you can be temperamental and ambitious. And you can always balance a kind of focus on one color with its complement. Now, in the case of red, the complement is green. So what if you have an aversion to red? A person who has an aversion to red may be too impulsive or hot-tempered or aggressive. And again, you can work on these things by kind of trying to integrate red into your meditations and stuff. And as you look at the healing artwork on my site, there is a series that are available with cherry backgrounds. That's the color cherry background. So anything, any artwork that you might want with red could help with this. Now, what about orange? Orange is the next sacral chakra, and that's about creativity, emotional balance, sexuality, passion, freedom, and expression of emotions. Problems that can be helped by red are reproduction, your pulse rate, problems with your intestines, having food allergies or eating disorders. And when the chakra is blocked, excuse me, you might experience a sense of guilt or stiffness in your lower back, kidney problems, again, food allergies, etc. So what if your favorite color is orange? Orange represents the fire of warmth, and it can bring a celebration of abundance and comfort and enjoyment. And again, if you have too much orange in your life, you can balance that with its complement, which is blue. If you have an aversion to orange, you may have suppressed sexuality or difficulties with sensual enjoyment in your life, and or you could be over-sensual or too materialistic. So again, this is something you can kind of look at your clothing and kind of help to balance your overall feeling and mood by what you wear or the colors you paint in your home. The next color is yellow, which is the third chakra, which is a solar plexus, which is kind of below the ribs around the navel. And this is about personal power, strength, and sense of self-worth. The physical effects of or physical parts of your being that can be helped by yellow are your nervous system, your digestion, your skin and pancreas and liver. When your solar plexus is blocked, you may feel shame, bitterness, or resentment. You may have trouble standing in your personal power. And think of like the sun, and think of, you know, yellow as this kind of way to help you grasp happiness and grasp light in your life. The artwork on my site, again, there's a buff background option, which would be good for yellow. If you have a preference for yellow, if that's your favorite color, you are probably very vivacious and have a lot of energy and cheerful. If you have an aversion to yellow, you may be disappointed or feel bitter about things. So kind of, you know, look at that, and you can balance yellow with purple or violet. Green, in some languages, there's actually no word for green. I found that really interesting. Culturally here, green has a broad interpretation, but is typically associated with nature. So it can be associated with that. But in the chakra system, the heart chakra in the center of the chest is green. And that's about your heart's lung, immune system, and thymus balance. So when this chakra is out of balance, you may have problems with relationships, or you may feel a sorrow or a loss that you can't get past. To balance that, you can supplement green with red. If green is your favorite color, you probably like nature and home and family. And an aversion to green may be about feeling to keep a distance from people. Excuse me. The series on my website of artwork, there is a lime background available that's great for the heart chakra as well as the chakra prints. The next chakra is blue, which is the throat chakra, and it's about communication and self-expression. Problems with the throat, the thyroid, can be helped with blue. So, you know, if you're having trouble with these things, think about blue. I'm going to come back, I'm going to continue this and talk about the throat, and then we'll just got a couple more. And I do have a caller on the line, but I'm going to invite questions. If you're on Transformation Talk Radio, there's a place on the homepage to ask a question. You're listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, talking about color and how it affects and kind of detects things that can be going on in our body. So I've shared some information on the first few chakras, and maybe you can see that you are having an imbalance in one of your chakras. If you'd like to work with me on air in a little bit, please call 800-930-2819. I really feel that the intuitive energy healing that I'm doing is kind of comparable to white light, and that that is how people can get exactly what they need when they work with me either on the phone or in person. So before the break, I was up to the throat chakra, and when the throat is blocked, we can have difficulty communicating our thoughts or just speaking up for ourselves, and this can result in headaches and tension in the neck and shoulders. If you have a preference for blue, you may be dreamy and magical and feel that you're at peace, but it can also be someone who likes to keep a distance from other people. People can be daydreamy, you know, if they like blue. And kind of conversely, if there's an aversion to blue, the person may be very disciplined and a strong career worker and have their life really, you know, regimented and set out in a delineated fashion. Prints on my website that you might like for throat chakra are those with the ocean background. The next chakra is the sixth chakra, which is our third eye chakra, and that color is indigo. And indigo is kind of a cross between blue and violet. And, excuse me, this chakra point contain or controls the pituitary gland, the skull, the eyes, the brain, and the nervous system. And It can affect your coordination and balance, clairvoyance, intuition, and wisdom. When this chakra is blocked, you might have headaches or nightmares or blurred vision or just kind of like an inability to see yourself and where you, you know, might want to be going. A preference for indigo, one may feel inspired and imaginative, and an inversion to indigo, again, you might have the insomnia or headaches, migraines, etc. The final chakra and color in this rainbow spectrum is violet, and that's the crown chakra, which is also called purple. It's good for emotional problems, rheumatism, epilepsy, and deep tissue work. It's also very integral with the spinal cord and the brain. So violet is typically known as the color of spirituality, and it's the color people may seek for spiritual fulfillment. When the crown chakra is open, we may feel unprejudiced or be quite aware of the world and our place in it. When this chakra is blocked, we may be rigid in our thinking. We may be depressed, confused, have an inability to understand things going on around us. And kind of conversely, if the chakra is overactive, you may be thinking too much. You may be addicted to spirituality to the point of ignoring your body or not expressing your body. If you have a preference for violet or purple, these are colors for meditation, contemplation, mysticism. It's a longing desire to dissolve polarities. Usually these people are soft and sensitive and often with paranormal abilities. If you have an aversion to purple or violet, you may be very serious toward life. You may be one of those people that says, I only believe what I see. And you may have a tendency to reject things that are of a mystical nature. So that kind of shows you how, if you feel you have one of these kind of imbalances, you can take a look at your wardrobe. You can wear the clothes that express the color that you feel you need, or if you feel that, you know, you're expressing too much of a quality of a color, then go for its complementary color. Color has long been a focus in fashion and in marketing and in business. There's a whole study of what tie people should wear. And if you're in any kind of a business setting, you probably have noticed that there are basically two color ties, red and blue. And people can wear other colors, but it's almost they're almost dismissed if they don't wear red or blue. I found a cool article on, it was called Why Neckties Matter by Robert Britt, and it was written in February 2009. And he was commenting how President Obama, on his first 11 days on the job, wore only red and blue ties. And a Daily News reporter was quoted to say, Obama represents something different in politics, but he dresses the same as everyone else. Washington, D.C. is a strange place when it comes to style. All the emphasis is on fitting in. So again, when you become aware of the effect of color and the importance of color, you can kind of have more power over your life. I was discussing this with a friend, and she was telling me about working with a lawyer, and the lawyer would come back, and he had lost. And after a few times of this, she noticed that the opposing lawyer was wearing a red tie on those days that he had lost his case. And so they started, doing this test, and the days that both lawyers wore red, they were either her boss won or, the people couldn't make up their minds. So I thought that was really, really great. I'm going to mention again my contact information. The website is healingresonance.us. If you'd like to work with me privately, the phone number is 401-466-4901. My process I've pretty much called Perspective Reboot because this love energy that I'm sharing can shift things in a matter of seconds, similar to how a computer restarts and many of its problems can be fixed that simply. This work I'm doing has helped people with a range of physical, emotional, karmic, and ancestral burdens. So please don't feel that, you have nowhere to turn, because this is available to you. And I would love to share some work with someone during the next session. The number to call in is 800-930-2819. And if you'd like to ask a question from the homepage of Transformation Talk Radio, there is a place to do that, too. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, I'll be taking a caller.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp. Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me today. So how do colors affect us? They can have an impact on our sense of well-being or our sense of unease. And we can find ourselves using or avoiding certain colors as a way of self-expression. And that's great as long as we know what it is that we're expressing. We know that colors affect our perception. I'm sure you've probably heard when you're painting a room that colors, light colors, can make a space look bigger, and a ceiling can look less high when it's painted a darker color. But you can kind of integrate what I've shared with you today, and you can find more of this information on the internet or through your own research. But if you feel that there's some health issue that you've been having, you can basically picture yourself bathed in that spectrum of light. You can go out in the sunshine and ask to absorb more of that light that you need. I had been mentioning about the healing artwork that I'm offering. I forgot to mention when I got to Violet that I do have an interfaith series that is has Violet, which is great for that. So I do have a caller on the line, and I would like to work with her for a few minutes, if the studio would bring her on. Hi, this is Christy.
Hello. Hey, Christy.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. So I have Teresa on the line. And Teresa, could you share with me what it is that you're calling about? And we'll do some work together.
Sure. Well, you and I have worked together before, and this is a chronic issue for me and my neck and upper back.
Okay.
And pain. It's pain.
It's pain. Okay. And are you having that pain now?
I am.
Okay. Okay, so if any thoughts come to mind while I'm working with you, or if you feel the energy in another part of your body, if you could let me know that's helpful for the process. And I'm just going to start in by kind of touching you on the top of the head and connecting in. At your jaw now. And I have been forgetting to say, Teresa, I'm not a physician, a therapist, or chiropractor, and this energy healing work is here and offered as a help to conventional medical treatment.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, I'm going to that area now. I'm just going to put my hand on your high heart because I feel that this is somewhat connected to the heart chakra.
Mm.
How are you doing, Teresa? Are you sensing anything?
Well, I've had numerous sensations. When you told me that you were going to put your hands on my head, I felt immediate warmth. And then on my jaw, I felt like it was clenched and it relaxed. And I didn't realize it was clenched. And then I also felt warmth around my heart when you mentioned that you were there.
How's that upper back and neck feeling?
Definitely some relief. I am laying down on my bed just to relax it. But I think, I fully know your gift, and I know when I get up, it's going to be better.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask you if you can just affirm to your body that you are ready to release whatever you're holding in this area and just, you know, say it out loud and however it feels right for you.
Okay. I affirm that I am ready to release this pain that I hold in my neck and upper back. And let it go.
Okay, a couple of breaths. Okay, I'm hoping it should start to be feeling lighter for you.
It definitely does.
Okay, so be sure to drink plenty of water today. You can picture some green and blue light just kind of surrounding your body there. We're going to, you know, let's use this color that we've talked about today.
Mm-hmm. Great.
In fact, right now I'm just going to try to visualize just swirling that right through that area.
Mm.
Thank you for calling today, and I would love to hear from you and let me know if you get, you know, a greater sense of relief from this. And I do, you know, I do feel you had some release. I'm just going to work a little bit more on the heart chakra.
Thank you, Christy.
Just take a nice deep breath and just kind of like picture me releasing from the front of your heart chakra. Holding you in light and love.
Thank you so much for sharing your amazing gift with me and with us all.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity to work with you today, and I appreciate your calling in.
Thank you so much, Christy.
Okay, bye, Teresa.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I just want to kind of reiterate that this light and love that's that we've talked about today, you can do this for yourself. You can picture healing light coming from the prime creator, source, the universe, healing you on many levels. If I can be of assistance, I would love to do so. My website is healingresonance.us. I do have healing artwork for sale, as I mentioned, but I also have lots of free things on my site, including healing videos and MP3s of past shows, which I hope is going to help you to kind of break free of the mind and break free of the limitations and boundaries you may have either consciously or unconsciously agreed to live within, because I believe we are here to be happy and to express joy in our lives and through our lives. I would love to invite you to come back next week. The topic next week is going to be trusting your path and its fulfillment, focus, force, and faith. You know, sometimes it's hard to get to the vision of what we want. And then for other people, it's hard once we have the vision of what we want to wait for it to manifest. And we'll be talking about ways to live with ease and grace through this whole process. So thank you for joining me today on Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. And I hope to talk to you in person at some point. And I wish you a wonderful day. Be well.
And listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, wisdom, healing, and empowerment. Christy's divine healing gift can help you release physical and emotional pain which no longer serves you. Consider an intuitive energy healing session with Christy. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us, or call 401-466-4901. Again, that's 401-466-4901. See you next week for Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst.